Good evening. This week is Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos before Pesach is referred to as Shabbos HaGadol. Many, many reasons are given as to the title Shabbos HaGadol, and just the name itself suggests that this is a great Shabbos. The fact that we call it HaGadol. Every Shabbos is great, and this is the Shabbos, the greatest Shabbos, greatest Shabbos of the year. Svarim say it encompasses all the Shabbos of the entire year. The Shabbos before the Geula, the Shabbos before Pesach, the Geula is referred to as the Yom HaGadol VeHanoira, as we're going to see in the Haftarah this week. Most have the minhag of laning the Haftarah of the Orva, which is the last perek of Malachi, the last Navi, the last Nevuah of Sefer Neviim, where he ends off, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu Hanavi Lufnei Bo Yoim Hashem HaGadol VeHanoira. Hence the name Shabbos HaGadol. On Shabbos HaGadol, we learn about the arrival of Eliyahu Lufnei Bo Yoim Hashem HaGadol. The Geula is referred to as Gedula, as Gadol. Ba Yoim Hahu Yitoka B'Shoifer Gadol, which is referring to the Geula, when Hashem will blow the great shofar, the right shofar, the shofar shel yamin, even greater than the shofar that we heard on Matan Torah, which was on the left side, as Chazal tell us. We're going to be zeichen now to hear the shofar of the yamin, the shofar gadol, which will introduce us to the messianic era, Yemais HaMashiach and Olam Haba. And every year, the Shabbos before Pesach, we anticipate, we hope that this is the Shabbos before the Geula. B'Nisan Asidon LiGoel, and the most appropriate time, of course, for the Geula is Pesach, Leil Tesvav, that week. Not that it can't happen this week, but Tesvav B'Nisan, that's the day in which the Brisbein HaBesorim, the day that the Malachim came to Avraham, to be Mevasar Avraham, the day that the Eden left Mitzrayim, and many, many other events that occurred on this great day. So the name Shabbos HaGadol also has the meaning, the Shabbos before the time of Gadol, the Shabbos prior to the blowing of the Shofar Gadol. And every year, we usually read at the same time the Parshas HaShavua. Usually it's Parshas Tzav, where we learn about the Kohen Gadol. We learn about Aaron HaKohen. This year, though, because it's a leap year, it's Parshas Acharei. Some refer to it as just plain Acharei, without the word Mois, not having to mention Misa. Others refer to it as Acharei Mois, usually connected with Kedoshim. This year it's by itself because it's a leap year. And the fact that Shabbos HaGadol falls out on Shabbos Parshas Acharei, and this is the Shabbos prior to Pesach, prior to the Geula, what's the connection between Acharei, the name Acharei? What does Acharei have to do with Geula? What does Acharei have to do with Pesach and the time that we're in? The beginning of the parasha speaks to us about Yom Kippur. The first three portions of Chumash till Revi'i is what we read, Yom Kippur in the morning, the whole Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echov. Again, a connection to the word Gadol. Here we learn about the Kohen Gadol and the Avodah of Aaron, HaKohen HaGadol in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash later on, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim once on Achas Bashana and Yom HaKippur and Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does this have to do with Pesach, though? This is a Yom Kippur Dika Parasha. This is a parasha that's usually read between Pesach and Shavuos when we're getting ready for Matan Torah, which we know Yom Kippur and Shavuos are both days that are associated with Matan Torah. Shavuos Luchas Rishonais, Yom Kippur is Luchas Shniais. But this year, it's before Pesach. So what is the connection Yom Kippur to Pesach? L'cha'ira, they're not the same at all. Yom Kippur is a day of atonement, a day to rectify, a day to do tshuva, a day to rectify the past, while Pesach is a beginning. Pesach is the haschala, Pesach is geula. What's the connection between Pesach and Yom Kippur? The parasha also talks to us about the prohibition to eat, to drink blood. Ki hadam hu hanefesh. The Torah reveals to us here that dam, that's the soul of a person, the nefesh hachiyunis is in the dam, and that's why we're not allowed to drink blood. Ki nefesh habasar badam hi va'ani nesativ lechem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafshoi seichem ki hadam hu ba'nefesh yechaper. The Torah specifies, tells us here that dam is nefesh, nefesh is dam, and therefore it's placed on the mizbeach, and it's not for consumption. Al keno amarti kol nefesh mikem leisoich al dam, and the punishment is so severe, it's kores. This is the parasha of dam. What is dam? The parasha of dam have to do with Pesach in a year like this, when we read this parasha prior to Pesach, and we end off the parasha with the parasha of Arayis. K'ma'asei Eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo lo yisa'asu. Here we see clearly a connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Pesach. The Torah is warning us not to imitate the ways of the Egyptians, not to follow in their ways. K'ma'asei Eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo lo yisa'asu. Especially right now, we're getting ready for Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're getting rid of the chametz. We're getting rid of the ra. Everyone's cleaning. Everyone's kashering. Everyone's purifying. This is a time to cleanse, to purify, to rectify, a time for tahara and kedusha, as we read also in the parasha of Yom Kippur, the tihara, the kiddusha, tahara, kedusha. The entire parasha is basically a Yom Kippur parasha. It starts with Yom Kippur and it ends with the parasha of Arayis that's also read in the afternoon of Yom Kippur. And in the middle, Shchutei Chutz, and Isra of Achilas Dam. What's the connection to Pesach? Acharei, the word Acharei, is a word that is associated with something that occurs later on. Something not now, something that's far away, whether it's far away with distance in time or distance in Mokoyim, we find the Medrash tells us on the words Vayhi Acharei Hadevarim Ha'ela. Rashi brings it in Parshas Lech Lecha that when it says Achar without a Yud, it's Samuch. That means it just happened right after this, immediately after. Acharei is Muflag. Muflag means much later. Vayhi Acharei, it happened much, much later. That's the difference between Acharei and Achar according to one opinion in the Medrash. Rashi quotes that opinion in Parshas Lech Lecha. There's another opinion, the opposite. But most go with the opinion that Acharei is Muflug. Acharei is later on, much later, far removed. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Gittin Daf Samach, the Gemara says that there were 8 parashiyos that were said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. One of them is parashiyos Acharei Mois. So Rashi tells us there on the bottom of the Amud, Acharei Mois Shnei B'nei Aharon. When did the 2 sons of Aaron die? They died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as we read in Parshas Shemini. And Acharei Mois Shnei B'nei Aharon, says the Gemara, that was said, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right after they died, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron that he shouldn't make the same mistake. V'al yovei b'chol eisel ha'kodesh m'beis la'peroiches, v'zois yovei Aaron al ha'kodesh, v'chulu, as we see in this week's parasha. So Tosfos over there asks, according to the rule that Acharei is muflag, as we just mentioned, Acharei means much later. How do we understand this? Acharei Mois, according to the Gemara, was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right after they died. It should have said, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Achar Mois. Why does it say Acharei if it happened right after? It would seem to indicate that the other opinion is correct, that Acharei is right away and Achar is later. So Tosfos answers, the bottom Tosfos down Amud Aleph, that although it did happen on that day, but the parsha is said much later, though. The parsha was inserted in Chumash, it's inserted later on, so it says Acharei. That's how Tosfos answers his question. But again, in Yoneinu, to tie this to Pesach, we find in this topic, in the beginning where the Torah talks to us about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, there's an order. There's a Seder HaAvoida, Avoidas Yom HaKippurim, exactly how it has to be done. There are certain animals that have to be brought, blood sprinklings on different parts, on the Bein Habadim, and on the Paroiches, and then on the Mizbeach HaZohav, and then there's the Ketoiris, bringing the Ketoiris Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Kohen Gadol had to change clothes 5 times, as Rashi brings here from Chazal, from Big Day Zohav to Big Day Lovan, and he had to immerse himself in the mikveh each time, and then he had to wash his hands and feet from the Kiyor each time. There were 5 immersions, 10 Kiddushim. There was an order that it had to be done in this particular order. But there's one pasuk that's written here out of order, as Rashi brings here from the Gemara in Yuma. Uva Aroin el Oyhel Moyed, says Rashi here, that this pasuk doesn't belong here. Ein zeh mekoymoy shel mikra zeh. And then he says, as the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Lamed Beis, Va'amru kol ha'parsha kula nemra al ha'seder chutz mi biyazu. The entire parsha is written in order except for this pasuk. So why is it written out of order? First of all, how do we know that it's written out of order? The Gemara learns it out from the fact that we know that there has to be 5 tefillos in the mikveh and asara kiddushin. If you would read it straight, if the psukim were understood to be in order without trying to turn them around, it doesn't fit the order of the chamesh tefillos that Chazal were makabel that the Kohen Gadol had to go through on Yom Kippur. So Gemara learns out that the pasuk is written out of order. Question is, why did the Torah write it this way? When we come to the end of the topic talking about the Kohen Gadol, it says, Vayas Aharon, Vayas Kashatziva Hashem, as Moshe says, Rashi, Kishehigia Yom HaKippurim Osa Kaseder Azeh. When Yom Kippur came, he did it. He followed the order. He followed the order of what the Psukim say had to be done. Ulehagit Shvachay Shal Aharon, it's coming to tell us the praise of Aharon, that he didn't wear these clothes ligadulasa, he didn't wear them to show off, but kemekayim gzeres hamelech. The Farshim explained, the reason why Rashi has to say this is because perhaps we would think that Aaron was so excited, he wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wanted to go lefnai v'lefnim, just like his sons did, and he was warned not to, but he was told how to do it. If you want to do it, you have to follow the following procedures. So perhaps he did those procedures right away. So Rashi tells you, no, he didn't do it right away. He did it kishehigia yom hakipurim. Mefarshim ask though, why didn't the Torah tell us right away that this is to be done on Yom Kippur? If you look in the Psukim, it says the whole order: bezoyis yavay aron al hakodesh, ksoyin es bad kodesh yilbush, and v'hikrav aron, and this, and the ketoris, and he should come here, he should wash his hands. Finally, all the way at the end of all of this, we come to the 29th pasuk. Oh, you know when we do this? Very unusual for the Torah to first tell us the date later on. Why not right away tell us that this has to be done on this and this day? This is what has to be done. The Farshim bring down from the Gra, others bring it from other sources, that the Gra said that based on a Chazal quoted in Torah's Kehanim, that Aaron could have gone in any day he wanted, as long as he followed the procedure, as the Psukim say here. He had to bring all the Karbanis and the Ketoris, and if he would have done that, he would be able to go Lefnai V'Lefnim, even when it was not Yom Kippur. And the Gra answers, that's why the Torah is written out of order here. In other words, the reason why the Torah writes it in this order is because this is the order to do it when it's not Yom Kippur. When it's not Yom Kippur, you follow the exact order as the Psukim say here. On Yom Kippur, then it has to be done a different way because there has to be 5 tevilos and asara kiddushin, which is only on Yom Kippur, not if we would have done that a different time. And with this he says why the Torah doesn't say right away the date, the Torah first says it later, because really this could have been done any time. For Aaron, it could have been done any time. For the future though, the future Kohen Gadol could only do it on Yom Kippur, and it has to be in the order that Chazal say that it has to be, which means out of order. This pasuk. That's how the Gra with a few other diyukim is masber, the reason why the pasuk is written out of order, and why the Torah first tells us later that it's on the 10th day of the 7th month. The emes though, Yom Kippur is l'mayla min ha-seder. Yom Kippur is a day that is l'mayla min ha-teva. Yom Kippur is a day that we are zeichet to tshuva, we are zeichet to kapara. Tshuva is kadma la'olam. Al pi teva, al pi din, there should be no tshuva. Tshuva really should not work. Yadua Chazal tell us tshuva had to precede the creation of the world. Tshuva kadma la'olam, because al pi seder, al pi din, one who rebels against the king is punished immediately. There's no erech apayim. There's no yud gimel midai sarachamim. There's no opportunity to do tshuva. Tshuva is a chesed Hashem. Tshuva is not part of the seder. It's lamayla min haseder. And that's why on Yom Kippur, the seder is not the way it says it. It's written out of order. On the other hand, there is a seder here. And the seder is to the point that it says that Aaron, when Yom Kippur arrives, kishehigia Yom HaKippurim, osa kaseder hazeh. Then he did it like this seder, meaning like the seder of Chazal, not the order of the way it says it in the pasuk. Where's Aaron going? Aaron is going lefnai v'lefnim. Lefnai v'lefnim is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim of Mokoim is literally the Holy of Holies, where the Aaron was the other side of the Kaisel Ma'aravi. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's also a Kodesh HaKadoshim of Nefesh, and that's the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is referred to as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Vayavdel Aharon Lahakdishoi Kodesh Kadoshim. So Aharon is the Kodesh Kadoshim of Nefesh. Kodesh HaKadoshim in Mokoim is the literal spot of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Zman. The Kodesh HaKadoshim of Zman is Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur is not the only Kodesh HaKadoshim of Zman. There's another Kodesh HaKadoshim of Zman, and that's by the Seder, Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, the night of Pesach, a Yid is Zeiche to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We see this with Esther. Esther went to Ahasuerus, it was on Pesach. The first day of Pesach, she went into Ahasuerus. As we know, Esther is Knesset Yisrael, Ahasuerus is Malkei Shel Olam, and she went in Ashaloi Kados, it was Shaloi Kaseder. The Seder HaDvarim is you have to be called in. And if you're not called in, Achaz Dosei Lahamas, and she wasn't called for the last 30 days. She went in anyway, she went in to be Matzal Klal Yisrael. She enters the Chotzer HaPenimis, that's the Kodesh HaKadosh. That was on Pesach. Pesach, every year, even Esther, even Hester Ponim, even the lowest Jew, even the Rosha comes to the Seder. He's also sitting by the Seder. And he's zeichet to experience the Knisa Lefnai V'Lefnim. But there's a Seder. Pesach by night, there's a Seder. Literally, there's a Seder. We have a Seder, a Pesach Seder. We have an order. It has to be done in a certain way, a certain order. But at the same time, it's L'mailam and HaSeder. It's L'mailam and HaSeder because it's Pesach. Pesach means skip over, pass over. Why is it called Pesach? So the Zohar says, the Yidin were on the Memtes Sharei Tumah. So where does a Yid come when he's in the Memtes Sharei Tumah to enter Lefnai V'Lefnim? Where does a Yid come to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is also why we read Shir HaShirim on Pesach. Shir HaShirim says the Mishnah in Yadayim is Kodesh Kadoshim. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Hayo HaOlam Kedai Ki Yoyim Shenitna Boi Shir HaShirim, which means the world did not deserve to be given Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is Lamayla Min HaOlam. It's higher than this world. The fact that the Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says that the world didn't deserve to receive Shir HaShirim, the world meaning even Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not deserve the shir of all shirim. We read that the minhag is to read it on Pesach dafka. Says the Mishnah there in Yadayim, Kol Hashirim Kodesh, and Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. So Shir Hashirim is the Kodesh HaKadoshim of time. There's no pshat. There's no pshat to Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim only has Remez, Drush, and Soid, Rosh HaTevis Seder. By the Seder, a Yid is there's no pshat by the Seder. It's Remez, Drush, Soid, Soid, Drush, Remez. Shir Hashirim is higher than this world. There's no pshat. It doesn't say Hashem's name in Shir Hashirim. It's L'mailam and Hashemoy, similar to Megillas Esther. And it's Kodesh Kodoshim, where a Yid enters the Kodesh HaKodoshim on Pesach, even if he's not a Kohen Gadol. Perfect timing to read Parshas Acharei. We read about the Kohen Gadol entering the Kodesh HaKodoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, when every Yid wears a white kittel, like the Kohen Gadol wore white when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ki be'onon e'ro'e al hakapoyres. Onon is begamatria nisan. Onon refers to, as Rashi says here, ki be'onon ki tomid ani nirasham im amud anoni ulefisha gilui shchinasi sham yizoyer shalayar gilovoy. Gilui shchina. Onon is gilui shchina. When else do we talk about gilui shchina? Only one time during the year on Pesach by the Seder. in the Haggadah, as we will be saying in Yetzir Shem Monday night, Tuesday night, V'moira Godel Zehu Gilui Shechina. The Yidin was Zeicha to Gilui Shechina, Zeh Keli V'Anveihu. The Yidin was Zeicha to Gilui Shechina when they left Mitzrayim. Gilui Shechina is the Geula. Gilui Shechina is B'Gematria Mashiach Ben David. Ki be'onon a royal akapiris, there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim there's constant Gilui Shechina, and Aaron is told not to go there every day, only once, only on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or according to the Perish Agra, according to that Chazal, every day, as long as he follows the instructions of what how the Torah says he must enter. Ki be'onon a royal akapiris, with the Ketores, Lefnai v'Lefnim, with the Kaira that we put on the Seder table, the Kaira is like the Machta of Ketores that the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim Lefnai v'Lefnim with. The word Acharei is found in Chumash, B'Kesher to Pesach, in the Pasuk in Lech Lecha, which is said in the Haggadah. We quote the Pasuk that was said by the Bris Bein HaBesorim. It was said the night of Pesach, Leil Pesach, 400 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim, 30 years before Leidas Yitzchak, 430 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim, 30 years before Leidas Yitzchak. And that is Vegam es Hagoy Asher Ya'avoidu Don Anoichi the Acharei Chain Yetzu Berchush Godel. Acharei, later on. That's the time of Geula. Acharei, it's not this world, it's Muflog, it's Lamailam and Aseder, it's Lamailam and Azman, it's Acharei, it's not here. Another meaning of Muflog. Acharei, Muflog means it's beyond reach, it's much later, it's not part of this world, it's a different world. Acharei, it's Olam Haba, it's Tchias HaMeisim. Acharei Mois, there's no more Misa, no more death. Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. In Chodesh Nisan, Tchias HaMeisim will take place, as Chazal tell us, which is why we're going to be laning next Shabbos Chalamoyed about Tchias HaMeisim in the Haftorah. And the Pasuk says, V'acharei chen yetzu berchush godoil. Again, the word godoil is being mentioned there. Acharei and godoil. Like this week is Parshas Acharei and it's Shabbos HaGodol. Lefnei boyoyim Hashem HaGodol v'hanoira. Where else do we find the word Acharei? In Parshas Boy, where it talks about the Geula, where it talks about Makas B'choyrois, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Oid nega echot ovi al Mitzrayim, one more plague, Acharei chein yishalach escha mizeh. After that, he will send you. Acharei, that's the Geula. The Geula is Acharei. Where else do we find it? We find it in Parshas Behar. In a pasuk which all the Sfarim hint the Geula, the Geula that we're waiting for. Acharei nimkar Geula tihi eloi echad me echav yigolenu. That pasuk which the Chassam Sofer uses proof to a certain Zman at the time of the Chassam Sofer that we're talking about Tov Kuf Ayin as the Gilei HaKeitz. Tov Kuf Ayin was the year 1810. Was a Pekida. And the Chassam Sofer was merames it in the pasuk Acharei nimkar geula tihi eloi echad me'echav yigolenu. After the oisiyos nimkar Acharei, after nun mem kaf reish, a whole remez that the Chassam Sofer speaks about in his sefer based on this pasuk, which begins with the word Acharei. Acharei nimkar geula tihi eloi. So Acharei is associated with geula. Acharei chen yetzul b'chush gadol, Acharei chen yishalach eschem mizeh. We find the same word when the Torah talks to us about the birth of Esav and Yaakov. Harishoin admoini, kuloi ka'aderes se'or, vayikru'u shemoi Esav, vayetzei harishoin admoini, the first one, the redhead, came out first. Then the pasuk says, ve'acharei chein yotza ochiv. It always bothers me, why does it say acharei with a yud? If acharei is muflag, it should have said Achar Kei. It was just a few minutes apart. They were twins. He didn't come out years later. Afterwards, Va'achar Kei in Yotzach. Why does it say Va'achar Rei Chein? Especially if Achar Rei is Muflag, because here the pasuk is hinting to us that in this world Esav rules first, and afterwards, then Yaakov, then the Geula comes. Va'achar Rei Chein Yotzachiv. Va'achar Rei, much later on. Later on, Acharei Nimkar Geula Tihi Eloi, that's when Yotza Ochiv Yodoy Echezes Ba'akev Esav, which is B'Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the time of Geula. That's later on. Therefore, the Torah uses the word Acharei instead of Achar. So Acharei is Geula. Acharei is Muflag. Acharei is out of this world. It's not this world. It's muflag. It's beyond our capacity of understanding. It's l'mayla ben ha-seder. By the seder, there's a bechina of acharei. Every seder, every year, Leil Pesach, a yid jumps from whatever level he's on all the way to the Shahr Hanun of Kedusha. B'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, Chazal say, al tikri chamushim, it's a zoyar actually, al tikri chamushim, el chamishim. A yid is zoyche to enter into the Shahr Hanun, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, l'fnai v'lefnim, the Mokum Ha'oroin, on the night of Pesach. Giloi Shechina, v'moira godl zeh Giloi Shechina, every yid sees Giloi Shechina by the Seder. And that's why we open up for Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi, the Kais Chamishi, we pour for Eliyahu. We open the door for Eliyahu by Shvay Chamoscha. We open the door. Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who's going to usher in this man of Godoil, the Shofar Godoil, the Fnei Bayoim Hashem HaGodoil VeHanoira. The Arizal tells us in the Sifrei Kabbalah, talk about this, that Eliyahu was the neshama of Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu when it's Galgal and Pinchas. That's why it says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. Pinchas is the son of Elazar, but he's really the son of Aaron because he's the fusion of the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu. So Pinchas, Pinchas Eliyahu, the Mevaser, the one who never died, Eliyahu is Chai V'Kayam, like Toam Tam Misa U'Kavuras, as we read in the Nagunim of Malav Malka of Mitzvah Shabbos. Pinchas Eliyahu, that's Nadav and Avihu. Achrei Mois, Shnei B'nei Aharoim, B'Korvosam L'fnei Hashem V'Yamusu. B'Korvosam L'fnei Hashem V'Yamusu is Rosh HaTevis Yoivel. Yoivel is the Chamishim, that's the time of Yoivel, is the time of the future when Eliyahu HaNavi will come together with Mashiach and usher in the Messianic age, the time of Acharei, when Shnei B'nei Aharoim become Eliyahu HaNavi. That was zeichet to by the Seder. By the Seder, every Yid, whether he sees it or spears it or feels it, knows that Eliyahu comes to every Seder. Like Eliyahu comes to every Bris, Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Bezois Yavai Aaron al HaKodesh, the Medrash says, Zois is Mila, Zois Brisi Ashatishmeru. Mila, Dam Mila and Dam Pesach is what brought the Geula. The Geula came about through blood. The Dam of Pesach and the Dam of Mila. In fact, the night that they left Mitzrayim, they circumcised themselves, as the Medrash tells us. That night, based on the Pasuk and Parshas Boy, the Pesukim that were going to be laying on Pesach, Kol Orel Oyoichal Boy Umalta Oisai, then how were they able to bring the Korban Pesach? Many of them were not circumcised, many of them were, many of them were not. Those who were not circumcised themselves, Leil Pesach, with Mesiras Nefesh, because we're not supposed to travel after Mila. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't circumcise Eliezer because he said, how can I, and then how can I travel? It would be a sakana for Eliezer. So all the Yidin with Moshe Nefesh risked their lives to have a bris in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, to mix the blood of the Pesach with Mila, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, B'damaya Chayi, B'damaya Chayi. Another pasuk that we quote that we're from Yecheskel that we're going to say in the Haggadah. Dam Pesach, Dam Mila. There's a stress of blood. It's interesting how we find that Pesach began with blood. The first makah was Dam. And we mention it clearly by the Seder. V'nasati moivsim b'ashamayim v'oretz. V'nasati moivsim, says the Baal Haggadah, zed Dam. Dam we mentioned specifically. Dam va'esh v'simrois oshem. We dip the finger or some have the minute to pour the cup every time by each makah. What's this about dam? We know that by leida there's dam. E'efshe l'psichas hakever b'loy dam. Chazal tells us it's impossible for the womb to open up without blood. There has to be, there is blood. When a woman gives birth, there's dam leida. No matter, even if it's a dry birth, there's dam. There's always dam. E'efshe l'psichas hakever b'loy dam. That's why a woman is tamei when she gives birth. V'chulu. The Leida of Am Yisrael was Pesach. Pesach, the night of Pesach, was the birth of Klal Yisrael. Oy hanisa Elohim lovoy lokachas loy goy mikerev goy b'masais ba'oifisim uv melchama. The oisus and the moifisim, including dam. We were born on Pesach. That's when the Leida of Am Yisrael, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, took place. Therefore, when there's a Leida, there's dam. The dam of Pesach and the dam of Mila, that's the blood, that's the dam, as we find by Matan Torah too, the dam HaBris, that's what initiates us into Yahadus, that's what makes us Am Yisrael. It started with dam Mila back in the time of Avraham Avinu and the night of Pesach, and later in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, who circumcised Klal Yisrael, was this week, Veshuv Moiles B'nei Yisrael Sheinis, as they entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, wanted to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Again, there had to be Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. And perhaps one of the reasons for this is what Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman brings down. They bring down in his name, he doesn't say it in the Svarim, but they bring down in his name that he said that the reason for all the Alilois Dam, for all the accusations, and especially it used to take place Pesach time, we hear about all the stories that took place that the Goyim would accuse us of using the blood of Goyim. It was about Dam, because it all goes back to the story of Yosef and the brothers, which is the reason why there was a Golus Mitzrayim. When it says, Vayishchatu Seir Izim Vayitbilu Es Hakutoynes Badom, they dipped the tunic of Yosef HaTzadik in blood, and they fooled Yaakov, and they told him, Haker no Hakusoynes Binchahi Imloi. And that causes Yaakov, Vayikra Yaakov Simloisa, Vayosem Sak Bemosnav, Chayero Acholosu. That dam, that tevila in dam, for that reason, we have to be toivel in blood. On the night of Pesach, that we're going to be reading in the laning of Pesach morning, the first Kriya, the Kriya of Mishchu, Kechulochem, Soin Lemishpachayseichem, we read, Utevaltem Badom Asher Basof. You have to dip into the blood, and the blood has to be placed on the mashkef and the shteya mezuzos, on the lintel and the doorposts, to rectify, to be mesake, and the vayitvul was hakatoines Badom in the time of Yosef and the brothers. Or as we see in the Kriya of Parashas HaChodesh before that, the lokhu min Adom, the nosnu al shteya mezuzos, vial hamashkef. The Torah stresses the dipping of the agudas ezoiv, the dipping of the grass in the blood on the mashkef and the shtei hamezuzos. This is the dam Pesach and the dam Mila that Rashi tells us in the Kriya of HaChodesh that was necessary for the Eden to be redeemed. They had no other mitzvahs. Rashi quotes the pasuk that we say in the Haggadah, and he brings the pasuk and tells us that the dam Pesach and the dam Mila, that was the schus that Klal Yisrael had. Va'at eroim ve'eria. Rashi quotes the pasuk that we say. Those who have the custom to say that pasuk. The nosan lahem shtei mitzvahs dam pesach v'dam mila shamalu ba'oisay halayla. Of course, the question is, mila is only by yoyim. How could they circumcise by night? But this is not a halachic shir. Shenemar mispaiseses b'domoyich b'shnei domim. Perhaps that's why there's an isser to eat dam, and the Torah specifies. The Torah talks to us here about, in our parasha here in Acharei, about dam hu hanefesh. Dam is the nefesh, the life of a person. A person's life is in the blood. Everything is in the blood. If we take a blood test, the blood test proves this, it proves that. Everything is in the blood. Ki nefesh habosar badam hi. Chazal, the pasuk knew that a long time ago. Ki nefesh habosar badam hi. Va'ani nesativ lochem ala mizbeach v'chapra al nafshay seichem, for that which was done with the dam in the time of Yosef. They're being punished for causing him, the gamdomoi, trying to kill him. Al tishpachu dom, Reuven said. Ki adom hu banefesh yechaper. That's why there's the karbonos, and on Yom Kippur as well, the sprinklings of blood, and all the karbonos. By the chatas, we find that the blood had to be put on the four corners of the mizbeach. On Yom Kippur, there had to be blood inside and outside, in this place and that place, over and over with blood, dam, all over the place. Dam, dam, dam. Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. This is the Leda of Am Yisrael. So Yevshel Psichus Hakever Beloy Dam. And how are we zeichet to that? How are we zeichet to enter the Kodesh Hakodashim? How are we zeichet to go lifnai v'lifnim? So that's how the parasha ends off. Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Beloy Sa'asu Uchemase Eretz Kenan Asher. The Torah says you have to remove yourself from Mitzrayim. You have to leave Mitzrayim, the Tumah of Mitzrayim, where today the Tumah of America, the Tumah of the Shar Hanun of our time, in order to be Zeichet to the Shar Hanun, in order to be Zeichet to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Lefnai V'Lefnim, to be able to go Lefnai V'Lefnim like the Kohen Gadol went on Yom Kippur, to be zeichet to the bechina of acharei muflag, to be zeichet to this madrega, which is not for our hasagas. We're not there. The Eden were not there on the night of Pesach. It was acharei, it was far away from them. It wasn't something which they deserved. But Hashem gave it to us. It was a chesed Hashem. L'cho Hashem ha-gedula. Gedula is chesed. We know the midos. L'cho Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gevura v'ha-teferes. Gedula is chesed and gevura is din. Pesach is kulay chesed. Pesach is Avraham Avinu. The Yom Tov of Avraham Avinu is the Isha chesed. And Avraham's midah was godoil. As the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, ha-odom ha-godoil ba-anokim. That's Avraham Avinu. So Avraham is referred to as godoil. Pesach is Godoil. That's why the Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGodoil. Godoil is Chesed, which is Yemin. The right side. The right side is Chesed. That's the right Shofar, as mentioned before. The Shofar Godoil. Godoil is Yemin. Smoil is Gevura. That's the left side. That's Din. Godoil is the right. That's Chesed. L'cho Hashem HaGedula. Gedula is Chesed. We see in the Shira, Yemincha Hashem Nedori Bakoyach Yeminecha Hashem Tiratz Oyev. The Torah stresses twice that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach and Geula is all from the Yemin. Yeminecha Hashem Nedori Bakoyach. Yeminecha Hashem Tiratz Oyev is begematria v'hoya b'ayoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifa Godoil. Godoil Yemin. When one looks at the last pasuk of Daniel, which talks about our Geula, the Geula that we're waiting for, we should be zeichet to immediately. The pasuk ends off is Sa'amoid Goyrolacha Lekates Hayomin. The Kates is associated with Yamin, with the right. The Yamin has to be Mizgaber over the Smoil, the Chesed over the Din. We see in this week's parasha too, Benegayat to the two Goyrolois, the two goats that were brought on Yom Kippur, Goyrol Echot La Hashem, the Goyrol Echot La Azazel. Rashi tells us that the goats were placed, one on the right, one on the left, and of course we know Chazal tell us that it was considered a sgula. It was considered, they knew that things would go well if the Kohen's right hand took out the word, the kalpi that had on it the name Hashem, and he put it on the right goat, like we see in the parasha Yaakov and Yosef with Manasseh and Ephraim. Yaakov puts his right hand on Ephraim, because he says Gam hu yi, because he's greater. Yemin, the Yemin is the side that is associated with Gedula, and that's Pesach. Yemin Hashem Roimeimo, Yemin Hashem Oisochoyul. Tonight is the Nasi of Binyamin. Tomorrow is the Nasi of Binyamin. Tonight is Tes Nisan. Tomorrow is Tes Nisan, which is the Nasi Livnei Binyamin. He was called Binyamin because he was born in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Yemin, as opposed to the Golus, this Aram, which is Tzofain, which is Smoil. The Beis HaMikdash is in the Mokum of Yemin. Harze Konso Yeminoi. Yerushalayim is associated with Yemin. Imeshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. Yemin, that's the direction, that's the side that is associated with Chesed, that is associated with Pesach. That's Godoil. Godoil, Gedula, that's Yemin. Tonight happens to be the yard site of the Reb Chaim Meir of Vizhnitz. The Vizhnitz Rebbe was Nifter in 1972 on Tes Nisan. It's Yedua that he used to say when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He noticed that all the Israelis would say, when everyone would ask them how things are going, they would say, Hakol Beseder. Everything is Beseder. So he would say, that's right, that's true. Everything depends on the Seder of Pesach. Hakoil b'Seder. Now he said that, whose yard site is tonight. That everything has to do with the Seder. The way we conduct ourselves at the Seder, that's what kind of year we're going to have. That's how important the night of the Seder is. All the preparations that are made for the Leil HaSeder. Because the Leil HaSeder, on that night, we make a Seder for the entire year. And that's, we see here that the Torah tells us about Aaron entering the Kodesh HaKadosh. It says, Vayas kishehigia yom ha-kipurim osa kaseder hazem. Perhaps we could hint that the Torah is hinting to us, Rashi is hinting to us, that the Seder is like Yom Kippur. Literally, it means when Yom Kippur arrived, he did it like this order. Kishehigia yom ha-kipurim osa kaseder hazem. But it's also, we're equating Yom Kippur to the Seder to Yom Kippur. The Seder night is like Yom Kippur. The Svarim bring down that a person who conducts himself properly by a Seder and doesn't say Dvarim B'Teilim, the Shalom HaKadosh writes, and he talks divrei Torah about the Seder, and he does all the mitzvahs properly, and he prepares properly for the Seder, is zoicha to mechilas avoinois, like Yom Kippur. It's like Yom Kippur, the night of Pesach. We go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, just like Aaron HaKohen went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What did he accomplish? V'chiper ba'adoyu v'ad beisoy. So too on Yom Kippur, we go. So too the Leil HaSeder is only us and Hashem. We know that the Yerushalmi in Yuma says on the pasuk, V'chol Adam lo yihye ba'oyel moyed b'voyoy l'chaper ba'kodesh atzeisoy. No one is allowed to be around in the Mishkan area or in the Heichal area in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim l'fnai v'lefnim. Says the Yerushalmi, not only people are not to be around, malachim are not allowed to be around, V'chol Adam, even those who it says about them, U'dumus penehem kemarei Adam, referring to Malachim, are not there. This is between Hashem and us, between Hashem and the Kohen Gadol. There's no Malachim around. That means the night of the Seder is the same. One of the reasons we say Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic, because Malachim don't understand Aramaic. And by us saying it in Aramaic, it's like a polite way of telling the Malachim to leave. This is not for you tonight. This is only for us. Vayotzienu Hashem in Mitzrayim, we say by the Seder, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy sorof, Ani v'loy sholiach, no one, only Hashem himself. Hashem himself took us out of Mitzrayim, Vayotzienu Hashem in Mitzrayim, with no outside intervention, not even a malach. Here too, v'chol odom lo yihye b'oyel moyed b'voyel l'chap b'kodesh atzeisoy. Do you do what the Ramban writes, that the Bechina of Yovel, which is the 50th year, which is the Shoyrish, which is the Shar Hanun, the Madrega that Klal Yisrael reached on the night of Pesach, and then again later on their own merit, on Shavuos, the 50th day, V'chamushim, Al Tikri Chamushim, V'chamishim. So the Ramban says that it's the source for the word Yovel is the Pasuk in Yirmiyah of Al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshov. The Yuval is the spring of water where the trees grow near and their roots sprout from there. That's the Shoyrish. The Shoyrish is the Yovel. Every year the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur and he would be Zoichet to the Madrega of Al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. And that's hinted in the words, Bevoyoy Lechaper Ba'Kodesh Atzeisoy is Begematria of Yal Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. V'chol Adam Lo'iyeh Be'oyel Moyed Be'voyer L'chap Ba'Kodesh is B'gematria Bayis HaShlishi. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis HaShlishi that we're waiting for, the Bayis HaShlishi, which is the Bayis Nitzchi, Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Void, Rashi says is referring to the Bayis HaShlishi, what we're going to say in the Shira that was said on Pesach, on Shvi Shel Pesach, the day that's called Atzeres, as mentioned last week, that's the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, is the Bayis Nitzchi Le'olam Voya. That's the Bayis Nitzchi in which all of Klal Yisrael will be Zeichet to Gilo Yishchina B'Gematria Mashiach Ben David. This is a very, very special week, a very, very auspicious week, a week in which we could be Zeichet to great, great Hasogis and to great Madregis, even if we're not deserving of it. And especially we can be zeichet to the Geula HaAmitis, which is supposed to happen during this time. The Geula is Acharei. It's Acharei Muflig because of where we are, but it's very close though in Zman, in Zman and Mokaim, the Geula is Somuch V'Nira. It is extremely, extremely close. It's just the Madrega that we're going to be zeichet to at the time of Geula is Acharei. It's so high, it's Acharei Muflig, it's not in this world. And Pesach by night, even if Chas V'Sholem, we're not there yet, and we're still here in America, or wherever people are throughout the world, a Yid is in Kodesh HaKadoshim. A Yid is like the Kohen Gadol, entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores, wearing the Big Day Lovan, like we're all wearing Big Day Lovan at the Seder. And all the mitzvahs and minhagim are the components that help us enter, help us get there. Just like B'Zoyis Yavai Aaron Al HaKodesh, the Far Ben Bokr of Achatas. In order for Aaron to go, he had to bring a bull and a goat and a ram and wear this and wear that. And the way we get there is with the matzah and with the charoises and with the karpas and with the chazeres and with all the minhagim Yisrael, all the minhagim that everyone has and the different minhagim that different the segments of Klal Yisrael have all the minhagim, minhag Yisrael, Torah, who whatever one's minhag is, one should know and not take all these minhagim seriously. Every single minhag is part of the Seder HaAvoidah. It's part of the Seder, just like there's a Seder HaAvoidah Yom HaKippur and there's a Seder HaAvoidah Leil HaSeder. But we have to realize that it's L'mayla Min HaSeder. It's Acharei. It defies logic. We're on a very, very high madrega, the Leil HaSeder. It's like Esther when she entered the Chatzar HaPanimis, and that happened to be on Pesach. Every Yid is entering the high, going into the highest madregas. We're reliving the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila, which today, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila is Mesiris Nefesh, the Mesiris Nefesh that a Yid has today for Inyone Mila, for Inyone Pesach, for Inyone Amuna, is considered like the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila that we had at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the time of entering Eretz Yisrael. And if we remove Mitzrayim, Kama'asei Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Baloyth Sa'asu, as the Psukim end at the end of the parasha, and if we remove ourselves and separate ourselves from the Havlei Hazman, but within every generation there are different Havlei Hazman, and our generation really has it all. Kamasei Eretz Mitzrayim, Kamasei Eretz Canaan, everything together is not one taiva, there's not one inyan that existed in the past that doesn't exist today. Ubehidur, with all the technology, which makes it accessible to everyone and to anyone, wherever one is. Kamasei Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Baloisa Azu, when one removes himself from Mitzrayim, it's not just that we have to leave Mitzrayim, but we have to make sure that Mitzrayim leaves us. One could leave Mitzrayim, but still have Mitzrayim inside of him. The goal is to get to Yerushalayim. We know that on Pesach night, the Targum Yonason says that Hashem took all of Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, brought them to Yerushalayim, where they brought the Korban Pesach, and then he took them back. Whatever the pshat in that is. Well, Esa Eschem Al Kanfei Neshorim says the Targum Yonason means literally Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Al Kanfei Neshorim, brought us to Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim, to the Mokum of Yamin. He took us out of Mitzrayim, which is the Mokum of Smoil, and he took us to Yerushalayim, which is the Mokum of Yamin. Mistam, he took us to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there, we were makir of the Korban Pesach, and we went back to Mitzrayim, and then we had to travel on our own and get to Yerushalayim because we deserve. The same idea that on the Pesach by night, a Yid is zeichet to Kodesh HaKadoshim. A Yid is zeichet to Yerushalayim, Pesach by night. When one eats matzah, when one does the mitzvahs on Pesach, he's actually in Yerushalayim. The Mokum Shemach Shavta Shal Adam Sham Hu Nimsa. That's the greatness of Shabbos HaGadol. This is the Shabbos before that. The Shabbos before a Yom Tov includes all the great days that are going to take place on that week, as the Zohar says, Kula Yoimen Mizborchen Mishabbos. All the days that follow the Shabbos are included in the Shabbos, are benched by Shabbos. That means this is the Shabbos HaGadol. This is the greatest Shabbos because it's the Shabbos before the Yom HaGadol. This is the Shabbos before the day in which a Yid is Zohar to Kodesh HaKadoshim. A day in which a Yid is Zeichet to Yerushalayim. That's why the minhag of most of Yidin is to read the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah already. To start from Avodim Hayinu and to end with the words Lechaper Al Kol Avoinoisenu. The Indian of Kapora, like on Yom Kippur. The words that we end the Kriyas HaHaggadah that the minhag is to read on Shabbos Haggadah is Lechaper Al Avoinoisenu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kama Vakama, that Hashem did everything for us. After the Dayenu, Alachas Kama Vakama, that he did this, and at the end, Shabana Beis Hamikdash, Lechapra Al Kol Avoinoseinu. And even though right now, Al Pi Teva, it's not possible that we should be able to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara, because the Parah Adum is not yet here, and in order to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara, we would need 7 days, L'Cha'ira, and it's already less than 7 days to Pesach. It's still possible, though, that we could bring the Korban Pesach. So it'll be brought b'tumah. The Korban Pesach can be brought b'tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur or tchuya b'tzibur. The Korban Pesach can be brought even if Klal Yisrael is tumah. That means it's still possible to bring the Korban Pesach. And we not only talk about the Korban Pesach, but v'noichal shom min hazvachim min hapsachim, where we can actually partake and eat from the Korban Pesach. And be zeichet to dam Pesach kipshutai. May we take a bizoicha to all these madregas that we every year is zoicha to Pesach by night, but we should be zoicha to them because we have a little shaychus to it. It shouldn't be muflug, it shouldn't be far removed from us, but we should feel there should be a connection. And by getting ready for Pesach, and by removing the chametz and vacuuming the house, which the real vacuuming should be vacuuming ourselves, not with a vacuum cleaner, but vacuuming ourselves, beruchnius, cleaning ourselves out, being machshir, the whole idea of hagola and kashering and burning and blowtorching and hot water, and all this is a remez to the real bedikah's chametz, which is or la'arba asa baitkin asa chametz la'ar hanav. We have to be baitik all the churin and the stokin of the neshama, all the crevices and the cracks and the pegomim and the blemishes of the neshama. This is the time to do that. This is the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim to be baitik ourselves so that we can be zoicha to a chag kosher v'sameach and bring the carbon Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and not just talk about it, but actually be there. Chag Kosher V'Sameach to everyone. If it's Shaya.